We promised you, the head coach of Indiana men's soccer, Todd Yeagley, today to talk Indiana soccer. This new schedule has been released for the 2023 season and the celebration of 50 years of men's soccer complete from last weekend. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Glass. Good to hear you again. We get to spend a lot of time together the last few weeks.
Let's do it again next weekend. That was great. That was fun, huh?
Let's do it.
Did you get some rest? Man, You were the man of the hour. You and your family. My goodness, hosting what, over 350 folks Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When did you put your feet up and let it all kind of rush all over you?
It was incredible. What a great job you did, Glass. So thank you again for participating with us. It was Sunday. I hit a wall a little bit around by 2 o'clock. It was beautiful out. And I was sitting in my backyard, and I just kind of dozed off for I don't even know how long. And it was just the most peaceful kind of afternoon cat nap you can ask for, just because it was absolutely mission accomplished with having a phenomenal weekend with so many people. So, and then it's back to work again on Monday. So we don't have too much time. We got things that we need to get done, but it was a special weekend, one that I think it's very deserving for the 50 plus years, quite honestly, that's been put into the program.
Now, for those who weren't as lucky as I was to be a part of it, golf outing on Friday, program Friday night at the auditorium, Knicks for a social Friday night. Saturday, we had three showings of Worth the Wait for people who hadn't had a chance to see it on the big screen. You had some formal and some informal football being played, and the big dinner at the Hanke Hall of Champions on Saturday night before a little brunch and tours on Sunday morning set everybody off on their ways. Were you happy with the turnout? The family, I can't imagine how many invitations you sent out, but having over 350 on Saturday night, I was shocked everybody fit in the Hanke Hall of Champions.
Yeah, it was. Katie said we need to be under 350 in there, and we were tight, but it was such a great venue to hold it there. And again, a lot of our alums, Glass, have not been in some of these facilities.
Right.
And as you mentioned, the weekend, one of those Saturday afternoon highlights was seeing all the great additions and improvements to really the athletic campus that our athletes utilize but aren't necessarily up at Armstrong or Tardy. Whether it be the Tobias Nutrition, the Ames Shule Academic Center. We know the Wilkinson Weight Room that's been around a little bit longer, but some of them have been back for 15, 20 years. So some of that was all new to them, and to kind of see their reaction was pretty cool. And then to go down to Simon Scott and everyone gets to shoot some baskets, I mean, how fun is that? And it just shows these are definitely soccer players. These are people not good with their hands. And that was clear as day.
Soccer golf next year, right? Soccer golf.
yeah. It was the turnout was phenomenal. I mean, there were so many. I mean, we kept it really tight, quite honestly, Glass. And that was what was challenging for kind of everyone that was involved, is that, this could have really gone out and been much bigger, but we wanted to keep it as tight to the alums as we could, and boy, it really was. So it was incredible, and I know the alums that didn't make it are hearing about it, and they're calling me and sending me messages and just saying, Todd, man, you guys had such a cool weekend, and they're enjoying seeing some of the pictures and posts that have followed on different social media accounts. So it was a one that we will not ever forget, and that's what you want a 50th to be. You want it to be one that it will last a lifetime of memories.
And I had a chance to speak to a few people I hadn't met or known before who said, boy, I haven't been here in 20 years, but I'm not going to wait 20 more years until I come back. I think that's probably I said, can we get that recorded and send that down to the Chamber of Commerce? And but that's what it is. Sometimes life gets busy, and trying to fit this date in, it's impossible to do so just to see all those names and put the faces with the names and relive all of the 50 years of history was I was, again, absolutely flattered to be included. Thank you. Thank you to your mom and dad and your family for everything that you've done, because you guys are the program. You know that. We talked about that on Saturday night. All you've done this year has loaded up your schedule again. Why? Well, if you want to add to the 22 College Cups and the 17 finals and the 8 trophies, you don't play a week schedule. I remember last year we started with Clemson down there, the reigning NCAA champions. Well, that did everything except get you the trophy, got you to the title game. What are we doing this season? I see you have some heavy hitters from last year who have made the cut. We'll get to those in a second, but everything starts in August. I think you guys have, what, 48 hours of training before you start playing a game? The NCAA still hasn't figured that out. August is very busy for the Cream and Crimson.
We do. I mean, we all have the same challenges, so it's not a disadvantage to us. You know, that's another day for another talk, but yeah, it's tight, it's quick, and I think what we'll see, Glass, is that every year, you know, the challenge is getting the group to figure out where the pieces are going to fit, and when you have a limited amount of time, that's challenging. You know, our 18 team, you know, we returned most of the 17, a couple pieces, you know, moved on, but that preseason can be way different than what 19 looked like. With one starter returning, and this year with four or five really key, more than that, I mean, we had 13 departures, but four or five, six that played significant minutes, four of which were heavy starters. That's a lot. That's a lot of your team. And we need to figure out where those pieces are going to be filled. Is it current players? Is it freshmen? And that's why that regular, the exhibition season, rather, is important, because those three games, although they're tight, does allow us to kind of, you know, spar against someone else. They don't necessarily know what we're trying to do and with the scheme, and we have to react to what they're doing. So the three exhibitions, I think, are a really good setup for what, you know, is an absolute whopper to open up at Notre Dame. And it just continues from there. So it is, Glass. I mean, I look at every year, I'm like, okay, you know, Who does make the schedule? I mean, who? I mean, I when I say that, I'm kind of joking. We do. Our staff does.
Right.
We just got to get the stamp of approval from the department. And I looked at it. I'm like, holy cow, this is a daunting task once again. But always getting back to what you had said on the top, you have to put this type of schedule together to see where you are, and it will reward you. It really will. And you know, that loss at Clemson to start the year, I told the group after we had a really good performance second half, and I said, guys, I know this result didn't go our way, but this game is going to help a lot of you grow quick. You won't play in a more hostile visiting environment all season. Just know that. And we made some strides today, and that game didn't hurt us one bit. And, you know, you can't have three or four or five of those tough knocks and expect to be where you want. But this schedule, again, if the teams that we've scheduled kind of hit at their normal mark, and again, there's always surprises, I think the schedule will be, again, one of the toughest schedules in the country.
Todd Yeagley is our guest, the head coach of Indiana Men's Soccer. Friday, August 11th, Wright State Exhibition at Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. Tuesday, the 15th of August, against Bowling Green at Grand Park in Westfield, and Louisville Friday night. So three games in 7 days. Two of those three right here in Bloomington. All of those are free admission. You can get your tickets today at iuhoosiers.com and see the schedule with us. So you open at Notre Dame, you come home Tuesday night with DePaul, and then we'll start September as we seem to annually do with the Classic every year. And let's bring in the team that they've been on your radar the last couple years one way or another. The Washington Huskies and Seton Hall Pirates are in from sea to shining sea with IU Men's Soccer.
Yeah, we did. We got a good coast collection and two teams that we've had some big tournament games in the last, you know, 3-4 years. Washington, as you know, the last team that knocked us out in 21, and man, that game, I thought we had it, and tough overtime loss. And you know, they have a lot of new pieces. Obviously, our team will look different than the team that played out there in Seattle. But I got a lot of respect for what Jamie and their programs doing and has done. They're a consistent.
Jamie was at Notre Dame, right? Is that right?
He was, yeah. Okay. His father coached at Notre Dame for a long time, Bobby Clark. You know, before that, Stanford and Dartmouth and whatnot. And Jamie comes from a similar family tree of coaching, which he and I have a unique connection, and I consider him a friend out in the soccer world. And so it's going to be one heck of a challenge. I mean, they're coming in here. This is their circle match on the road. I'm sure for their team, and as it is for most every team we play. The Classic is one that we want to bring in teams that, you know, maybe our fans wouldn't get a chance to see. Try to bring some teams from out of the region. Doesn't happen every year, but this particular year, you know, you're not going to be able to drive to go see either of those teams play. So this is the one opportunity, and the Friday-Monday has been a really good cadence for us to give a little more rest and have two night games. I think that's been really fun for our fans. And, you know, Glass, I think this is really the, you know, I hope with the 50th and obviously this team with a great, you know, kick away from winning the title. And, you know, we really hope we can get this attendance to a new mark. And I feel like we're on the cusp. I saw what, you know, women's basketball and Terry and what great job they've done and created such a cool buzz. And I think we
Yes.
have the opportunity to make Armstrong, which has always been a good crowd and at times great, like consistently great.
I think you're right, because I don't think people want to wait around until the next thing. Jump on, let's go. I don't think anybody wants to miss out anymore, and don't.
Right.
So get involved. Yep. And those two first home games are two marquee games. We know we're going to have others throughout. We know what goes on here at home, and that's going to help do it. But you also load the road up. You're going to go to Tampa after the Classic for South Florida. You're also going to go to Lexington to open up October. You're going to bring Evansville here. There's nothing skint about your non-conference schedule as you open in South Bend on the 24th day of August.
It is, and I think every year the Big Ten seems to be getting stronger. We have teams that I would say kind of flip roles in the Big Ten, Glass. You've been following up for a lot of years. But the overall strength of the conference is only trending up. And so, you know, trying to find a barometer of the balance between your conference schedule and your non-conference, which we are a unique sport, on which very few blend non-conference and conference games into their regular season once the conference season starts. So it's unique for men's soccer and women's soccer. Actually, women's soccer does a little bit less than we do, but it's a really good slate of non-conference games, some regional, you know, rivals, if you will. And the Big Ten is a battle. I mean, we've been really fortunate to be in the title game, you know, it seems like quite a few years here in a row. But a lot of things have to go right for us to be in contention for that. And I look at the schedule again and go, man, this is and I look at it in this scale, Glass. I'm actually looking at it probably like you are. It's up on my computer.
Yeah.
And really when it starts, though, you know, I don't even know what game is in 2 weeks. I don't.
You can't.
It literally is like the game in front of us, and that's the truth. Someone asks, like, who do you guys play, whatever? I'm like, I have no idea. We literally have to go one at a time, and that's the way we operate as a staff and our team. But when you look at it, you know, in this big picture, it's a whopper.
It is, and it should be, because that's what makes you prepared. That's what gets you ready for the battles of November and December. Interesting that you are not finishing the regular season with Maryland, but that's the first time since they've joined the league, it feels like. But you have two big road trips, and they are in October. You go to Kentucky Tuesday to open the month, then at Penn State. It's never easy to get here or to there. And then you go to Maryland on a Friday the 20th, and then to Chicago on Tuesday the 24th. That's just, you can't get better tests than that. That's a great time to bond, and at that time of the year, you're always playing for something.
Yeah, that October is, holy cow. I mean, those are
just eight games, buddy.
I really started talking about it, because when we put this together, it's like, okay. You know, we know how difficult, you know, Penn State and Maryland have been, you know, in the top tier of the conference, you know, really from the first part of the discussion, certainly since Maryland joined. And Kentucky's like, kind of like the relatively new kid in the block, really getting it done. And, you know, they were the top seed in the tournament this year. I think both, we had top two seeds in the whole national tournament we have on our schedule. And Kentucky's going to be very good again. I think they had a special team last year. And yet I do feel like they're going to have a very good squad again. But, yeah, those road games are challenging. But what's awesome is that, you know, when we show up at many of these places, there's such a good IU contention there, whether it's, you know, in Lexington. You know, don't see as many in State College. It's a little bit harder. There's a huge footprint out there. But we certainly see some in Chicago. I feel at times our crowd is as good as Northwestern's. And we have a great following over in Columbus. And so in Maryland, we have those on the west, the east coast that kind of feel like, okay, if I'm within 2 hours, I got to get there because this is a cool game. You know, they have a great atmosphere. So I feel like in Maryland, too, we have a really good showing of IU alums in the area that come out and support us. So that means a lot. It definitely helps our team and helps us, you know, take on these really difficult challenges on the road.
And the challenges presented hopefully lead the pathway back to Kentucky coming up in December, the Final Four, the College Cup, Louisville. That'd be nice to make a couple trips down there south of the river. Buddy, enjoy your summer. Thanks for a great weekend last weekend. Absolutely fantastic. Enjoy the Memorial Day holiday. We will get caught up as we get closer and closer to August. It'll be here before you know it. You know that. Enjoy time with your family, and thanks for making time for us. We never underestimate that. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, class. Thank you.